This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome all you listeners wherever you may be. And there's probably everywhere around the world. Yeah. On the radio, on the internet.
The globe. Global.
Yeah. It's global now, the way it goes out. Yeah. So we're honored to be here with you wherever you are. We trust that you'll be blessed with what we're going to share. We're going to share what the Word of God has to say, not what I think or some perceived thought that may not be there. We want to just give you the facts and the truth. And the Word of God is the facts and the truth we need, right, Pastor Don? And we study and use only the King James Version Bible. And so we trust that you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. And my beautiful wife here across the desk from me, her and I co-pastor a church here in Stewart we have now for 24 years, Pastor Donna.
24 years.
Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. So some of you have listened for years and years, and some of you are probably listening today for the very first time. So we welcome you. Yes. And we welcome all of you that's been listening for weeks and weeks and so, or years even.
Give us a call. You know, yeah. It's interesting. People will come visit our church and they say, "Oh, I've been listening to you for 3 years. That's I've been listening to you for 5 years. Oh, I've just been listening for 1 week." Yeah. You never know. Or that's give us a call, you know. And some of you can't all come, but, you know, a lot of people like to listen and they're really blessed by the radio program. Raising the Standard. That's what we're called to do, is raise the standard in the body of Christ and speak the truth. Amen?
Amen.
And I think about it, Pastor Gene, you know, it's not only to cover, which we had a prophecy about that, covering all this area,
50
WC,
miles,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep WC, you know, in prayer. And Pastor Tom Creighton, we need to keep him in prayer. And, you know, because the enemy wants to take down the things that God is raising up, like radio stations and TV stations and ministries that are touching many, many people that we may never even see, but they can hear. Because what? Faith comes by hearing.
And hearing the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Right.
And hearing by the Word of God, the truth. Like you said, the truth.
That's right.
The true Word of God. And not watered down and not made into several different Bibles. You know,
right.
There's a lot of different
hundreds
kinds
of translations or whatever.
Translations.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the King James Bible, and I was just thinking somebody went, that's too hard for me to understand. Well, you know, that is a mindset.
That's right.
Because this is a fifth grade, it's the fifth grade level.
That's right.
And this is the word that they used when the pilgrims came over and taught their children how to read.
Amen.
This is, and you know, it has less syllables than, for instance, the NIV. It has a lot less, the words have less syllables. In other words, they don't look for some big word to mean something that's just basic. So we need to get back to the basics. And so the King James Bible is a fifth grade. So don't anyone think it's too difficult. And just because it has a few words in there that we don't use all the time, like the one ye.
Yeah.
But the word ye is important because it means you all.
That's right.
When you just take away the word ye, Y-E, and you replace it with the word you, now
it's
you're changing
accurate.
The meaning because
right.
you're making it singular.
That's right.
Whereas when you see it in the King James Bible, and it's not ye all the time, and we can give excellent examples of what we're speaking about right now, is when you have ye means you all, means everyone. Right. But you just is singular. It means you. Okay?
Or it could be thee. You could use the word thee, which should be singular.
And a good example is when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus.
That's right.
If you go over and read that,
John
and
3.
You see what he says in John 3. Sometimes he uses the word you. Sometimes he uses the word ye. So don't let the King James throw you off and think, oh, I can't do that. But because you can't, you know. We were fooled for quite a long time about it, but you know the King James Bible says the truth will make you free.
Hallelujah!
And we want to be free. We don't want to.
We
slide,
are free. Hallelujah!
We don't want to slide back into right. some areas where it's okay to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, when you do that, then you get into mixture. And I see a lot of pastors are doing that.
Compromise.
They're reading a little bit of this, a little bit of that, to try to make it explain it better. Right. Well, you know, we have the Holy Ghost
to be more palatable.
Who is the Holy Ghost?
That's right.
He's going to reveal these things and teach us these things.
That's
we don't
right.
need man or commentaries to explain what the Word of God says. You know, we can read them and we can see if there's agreement there, but we can't just take it whatever man says as truth, because we have to go back. Because you can take one scripture and, you know, 10 people can have different interpretations
That's right.
of that scripture. And there is a basic interpretation of every scripture.
That's right.
And we've talked about that a lot. But this radio program goes global. It goes around the world. So, you know, if you're listening the first time or maybe it's your 50th time, tell your friends about it and tell your relatives about it. And they can listen to us anywhere in the world. And they can also listen to us on your telephone, your device. I have WCNO on my phone, on my smartphone, or your computer, you know, and you can just listen to it anytime. And you can listen to what we're going to say today. You can listen to it again tomorrow and the next day if there's something you want. You know, because a lot of times when you're learning teaching, as you say, you don't pick it all up the first time.
That's right.
Revelation. We need to be able to see.
Hear it over and over.
Hear things over and over again, because we need that faith counts. And we need
That's
faith.
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you, in the last days, if people don't have the faith to walk out and trust the Lord, you know, there's much deception going on in the world today.
Sure.
Much deception
lots
going on
and
in the
lots
world
of it,
today.
Yeah.
And there's books being written that are not of God.
That's right.
There's a movie coming out that's not of God.
That's it.
I won't mention the name, but you probably all know what it is.
That's right.
But
I hope so.
You can give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to you. Call us and encourage. We encourage you and we encourage each other. So, you know, if you like this program, give us a call. And even if you don't like the program, you can call us and talk to us, and we can talk about things. You know, we talk about the things of the Lord. That's what's important. So we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey as well. They're listening to us from Andros Island.
If they can hopefully pick it up today, yeah.
And they're building the Temple of God over there, so we need to keep them in prayer on Andros Island. Can you imagine an apostolic and prophetic church is going up over there on Andros Island? So our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. Now, we have services here in Stuart, Florida at 43 Southwest Monterey Road, and we are in the Association Auditorium of the Realtors Association Auditorium every Friday at 7 p.m. and most Saturdays, not today though, not this Saturday. We're taking a day off this Saturday. But tomorrow on Sunday, we'll be there at 10 a.m.
Hallelujah.
10 a.m. to whenever the Lord is finished with us. We have a meal. We close out our service and with fellowship and a meal every Sunday. And so come and join us, and we'll have a good time together in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. Hallelujah. So come and visit us if you've never been there. Maybe you've been listening for a long time. We're not saying come and stay permanently, but just to come and see what we're doing. We can have a chance to talk with you. And like, we had somebody come last week, or the week before. They've been listening to us for over a year. It's amazing just to, you know, what they've got out of the program. And they've been blessed, not because of Don and I, but because we're giving them the Word of God. And we're talking about this Bible I got before me, the King James Version Bible.
And if you want to give
this
us a love offering, you know, this
sure.
radio broadcast is not free. And so we have to pay every month. We have to have a bill every month. So, you know, if you'd like to send a few dollars, a lot of dollars,
yeah,
we'd be gladly receive it for this radio broadcast, because, you know, it's pretty expensive to do this every month. But God has always provided it for us.
That's right.
But, you know, it's good to be a blessing. It's good to be a blessing to other people. If you get blessed by the Word of God today, or if you've been blessed at past times, and you feel you like to send us a love offering, You can call us. I can give you the address now, or you can call us and we give it to you. It's Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, 43
Southwest Monterey Road, Stuart, Florida.
Stuart, Florida, 34994.
But if you're going to send an offering in, we'd rather have you send it to the post office box.
That's right. That would be post. Now yeah. I got them all confused.
Well, that's where the church
that
is.
That would be Spirit of Prophecy. Yeah, don't send it to the church. That would be Spirit of Prophecy, post office box 413, Stuart, Florida, 34995.
There, yeah. If you send an offering or any requests or anything, you can do. Like we offer this book that I wrote several years ago about God's prophetic calendar and the pictures of the Messiah revealed in God's appointed times. And it's an amazing book with all the facts that you need. It's a complete history book of what happened with Israel, the prophetic things, the future things. It's all in that.
We have them at the church, and or you can order it and we can send it to you. It's $25 if you come pick it up. It's about $30 if you want it to be mailed to you, because it costs us about $4 or $5 to mail it.
So you can avail yourselves of that. But I was thinking about, this book we got in front of us here, the King James, this was a primer for the early colonies. This is what they taught the children out of. They learned how to read in this marvelous publication that we have that God's preserved all these years. And so this is the facts. This is it. And so this is what I run my life on. This is my purpose-driven life, is to know the Lord with all my heart and to know His Word, so I won't be fooled by all the things that's coming down today. And there's a lot of things that we hear about in the church today that are contrary to the Word of God. There's a little mixture, a little bit of truth and a little bit of falsehood, or people's opinion. So we don't need anybody else's opinion. We really don't. I don't need to read a bunch of commentaries.
We don't need a purpose-driven book.
That's right, a purpose-driven book. That's right. But I used to have a lot of commentaries here in my library, but I got rid of most of them.
Except the Bible.
Because we know that the Greek text in those is written on a perverted Greek text. And so we want the original. And so the King James is written on the Textus Receptus, or the majority text of all the scriptures. That we don't have the originals, but we have copies. And then the First Covenant is translated out of the Masoretic text. And when we have all that, we have the truth of this. And so I hinge my life on this book. And so when it tells me not to do this or to do this, well, then we'll be obedient to the Word of God. And the Bible says if we do that, we're going to be blessed in our coming in or going out, and we'll have the good of the land. And do you want the good of the land?
No.
I sure do. So anyway, it's a marvelous book. And so that's my driven part of my life, is this marvelous book, the Holy Bible. Well, we're going to talk about some things here today. I've been reading some things. If you remember when President Trump was doing his campaign, it really wasn't a campaign, it was a movement, but he talked several times about moving the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv back to Jerusalem. Well, it was never really there, or get it to Jerusalem, which is the capital. And so I had an article cross over my desk this week that really slaked me and stirred me up a little bit to see how the thought behind this. And
that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but think about it. If they move that to Jerusalem, can you imagine the upheaval that it might bring and all that? But
even in the other nations,
that's
Pastor
right,
Gene.
That's right.
How many other nations would have their capital in Jerusalem?
That's right.
How many of them would there be? It would be showing our allegiance,
that's right,
and our agreement and our peace and our love for Israel.
That's right.
And that's part of what this program's about, because we teach about the Jewish roots.
That's right.
And we teach about the Feast of the Lord. And so when you come to visit us, it's not like coming to a regular Sunday morning church, because we talk about Yeshua.
That's right.
And we talk about the Feast of the Lord. And we teach on the Feast of the Lord.
And how they apropos for today, yeah.
And how they intertwine with the New and the Old Testament. You know, when you go from the First Covenant, which people call the Old Testament, I tore that page out in the middle of my Bible, that separation, because there should be no separation. It flows. They flow together. You know, Yeshua celebrated every single feast of the Lord.
Sure
there's
did.
Seven feasts. And then there's the weekly feast, which most people do not even think about. Most Christians do not even think about the weekly feast. They think Sunday is the Sabbath day.
Right.
Sunday is not the Sabbath day. God doesn't change. God knows how to count. He doesn't change. He can count past seven.
That's right.
And so the seventh day is a Saturday. And in Sabbath means Saturday. Means seven. And so here, most people even forget about that day, you know. And God gives us. He in the Ten Commandments, when he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, He didn't say a new commandment I give you. He said, remember.
That was the middle one, wasn't it?
Yes, he says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So he wasn't telling him this is a new commandment. He's saying, remember that. And so, you know, when we come into it's the church that who's changed that.
Yeah.
And man is the one who changed that to Sunday. Well,
got it.
It's the Sabbath day has been and has always been the seventh day.
That's right.
And God doesn't change his numbers.
Yeah.
Sunday is the first day of the week. It's not the seventh day of the week.
So people get hung up on traditions and the traditions of men instead of what the Word of God says when you have to do this.
Because we're going to celebrate Purim.
That's right.
Purim is coming up.
It's coming up pretty soon. We're celebrating Purim.
And then we're going to have a Passover.
With a Seder.
And we'll have a Passover dinner and Seder.
Yeah.
And we'll teach on it. See, the church needs to come back to these teachings. It's not that we're going to become Jewish. No, we need to know. We need to know what these feasts represent and how they tie in with the end time and the return of the Lord.
And we're going to be celebrating all this in the kingdom.
Yes, we are.
Go read Ezekiel. It says we're going to celebrate these things in the kingdom of God.
In the kingdom.
So wouldn't it be nice to know about it now, what goes on? And so I think about the Passover Seder that we're going to be doing at Passover. Well, Seder just means order. It's going to be a Passover order. And everything in it's about Yeshua. So.
And it's teaching. And you know, they were also instructed to continue to teach your children these things.
That's right.
Teach the from generation to generation. You teach them these things. How God delivered you from Egypt. What is Egypt a picture of? It's a picture of the power of Satan.
That's right.
It's a picture of the power of darkness. We've been delivered from those things.
That's right. And God doesn't change his mind about things that he puts in place. We have a lot of the church thinks that God's changed his mind. He's going to do something different now. Well, he's not. Everything's going to line up. Even these last days, it's all going to line up with those seven appointed times all the way out to the end. And so if we just stick with what God has in the Word, we will not be fooled and we'll know the times and seasons that we're in. And I had a word on Sunday morning there about the sons of Issachar. Issachar, who was he? He knew the times and the seasons in his day. And he was looking to those things to see the fulfillment of those. Well, we can be the same way. Ask God, Lord, I want to have...
We need to know the times and the seasons.
I want the knowledge that you gave this card, that we can know those times and seasons and we won't be fooled. Because there's a lot of stuff coming down right now that is just contrary to what God wants us to know. And we got all these translations that's perverting the Word, changing this, changing that. And so you're confused. Well, we stay in one version, the one that God gave us, the King James Version, and we'll have no confusion. We'll all be on the same book.
That's right. You know, when people come to our church, I'd say 99% of the people, unless they're a visitor, they carry a King James Bible.
That's right.
And they don't always, in a lot of places you go to churches, people don't even carry a Bible. They carry their
phones.
Phone,
yeah.
And then you read their Bible on the phone. You know, it's kind of, you know, I think that is so impersonal. Maybe that's just my thought, but you know, you can't see the whole book. You can't flip. You have to go and look for the book. You know, I like to have my Bible right in front of me, the Word written down so I can see it and I can feel it and I can, you know, flip the pages and, you know, and just see the highlighting. And, you know, there's just power in the Word of God. And so many people are just destroyed for lack of knowing the Word of God.
That's right.
And a lot of churches aren't even preaching about the catching away, the return of... A lot of people don't even believe it anymore.
They don't believe it's going to happen.
They don't believe it anymore. So it's been all this watering down and washing away that people don't even have... You know, where's their faith? Where's their belief? You know, they don't believe. They don't believe all the Scriptures.
Nope.
But we should believe all the Word of God.
And this book we have is the foundation of all of it.
That's right.
And God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
He's not done away with the manifestations of the Spirit that we read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 over there. He hasn't done away with any of that, but yet we got this stuff going on today that takes us out of the realm that God wants us to walk in because we believe the lies instead of the truth. This book is the truth. And when he gives us something, he doesn't take it away. He gave you your salvation. Does he take it away from you? No, you can walk away from it, but he's not going to take it away from you. He's going to woo and call and have you in situations and have people, places, things, and events happen that will draw you back into that place that you were at before if you walk away from God. And so we need the truth of the Word, the truth. This is the only truth, and it's not relative. This is the truth. And so that's what we have to keep our minds on and to understand what he wants us to know in this day and this hour. Well, I'll tell you what, before we start this teaching a little bit about the embassy, I want to go over and read Psalm 122 with you, and I might just read 123 with you as well. Hallelujah. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your holy word. It is so holy, Lord. It's set apart for each and every one of us. And Lord, help us. Even if we change one word in one of these verses, it can change the entire meaning of what you want us to know and that you're conveying to us. And so we want the truth and nothing but the truth. Just like when people go to the court and they hold their hands up. Not when they do it today as much as they used to, but they put their hand on the Bible and say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, God told us the whole truth in this book. So here we go. Listen to this. I was glad, David says, when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. We're going to be talking about Jerusalem here in a little bit. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. The testimony was inside the ark. Remember, if you study your word, the testimony was the Ten Commandments and all that. Unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. And there are set thrones of judgment. By the way, you and I as believers, you will be there. You can read Revelation chapter 20. Around verse 4, it tells you about that. You can read Daniel chapter 7. It talks about the court will be set, the books will be open, so there's going to be a judgment. And we will be there if we walk and stay in that place with the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Hear this? We need to love Israel. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord, and God, and our God will seek thy good. I thought about this verse 8. For my brethren and companions. Well, we're not Jewish. We don't live in Israel. We're not Jewish in this. And I'm not anyhow. But how about the companions? Maybe that's the ones the Lord's talking about are all going to come around and accept his son into their life. We'll be companions with him. We're grafted in. Now, I'd also like to read Psalm 123 with you. It only has four verses, but listen to this. Unto thee lift up I, or let me read it again. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of their mistress, so that our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us.
Amen. Wow.
Have mercy upon us, O Lord, David says. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. The Jews over there, over that part of that world, they are filled with contempt from all these other nations around that hate them. Our soul is exceedingly filled with a scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. So we have that going on in Israel today. We know that. But God's going to turn it all around. We know he has a promise for his people, and he will. So aren't you glad that we're part of this? So I read this article this week, and it kind of got me stirred up a little bit. And I'm just going to read this first paragraph out of this, and this will kind of set the scene what we're going to talk about. The gentleman wrote this, says, when it comes to international affairs and diplomacy, it is normal and expected that a nation maintains an embassy in the capital city of every country with which they have diplomatic ties. And we as Americans, we have a lot of countries that we have diplomatic ties with. So we should have embassies. What happened in Benghazi, huh? What happened over there, huh? We had an embassy there. This is nothing new. Everyone knows it and accepts it. Well, except, of course, when we are talking about the Jewish nation of Israel. So why does Israel get treated differently? That's a good question. With more than 3,000 years of historical evidence and precedence over there in that land. Jerusalem is obviously their capital city, and it always has been, and it'll never change. Yet not one of the 87 countries with embassies in Israel has their facility located in Jerusalem. They're somewhere else, like in Tel Aviv. Not a single one, even the U.S. Embassy, is located in Tel Aviv. But as we shall see, this could be on the verge of changing. And Donald Trump, during his campaign, he talked about this, about bringing the embassy of from Tel Aviv into Jerusalem because he's recognizing, he knows that Jerusalem is their capital. Now, what brought all this about with our country is interesting. This goes on. Back in October of 1995, legislation proposed by then-Senator Robert Dole. Remember Robert Dole? He was the one that ran for president. He was in World War II, and he's wounded, and he's got a withered arm and all that. What a patriot. So he called and asked for a bill to be put in place called the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995. And it was passed into law. They actually passed it. Its language clearly acknowledged that Jerusalem was the eternal capital of the state of Israel. I hate this word state, of the nation of Israel, and went on to affirm that the city should forever remain united. Part of the law called for funding and executing the transfer of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv over to Jerusalem. So this was passed in 1995, and they still have that embassy. Where's it at? In Tel Aviv. The law also provided a convenient waiver, or you could call it a loophole, which when signed by the U.S. president would allow action on the part to be deferred for 6 months. They could defer it, in other words. As a result, the U.S. government has never chosen to do anything about moving their embassy as this law was passed, the Jerusalem embassy. And so, since 1995, it has been this way, like clockwork, twice each year, every sitting president has just basically ignored it, the assigned, that paper that was signed and execute the waiver. They'd rather execute the waiver than activate the bill that was passed. So twice a year they'd kick it around and they'd just forget about it. And so they would take, it'd be like the old proverb we hear in politics, like kicking the can down the road. They just kept kicking the can down the road. Nothing was happening. Then came the 2016 election cycle, and we see now our president, Donald Trump, is what he's trying to accomplish and do with this. And so it's amazing when we think about how Israel's been mistreated in so many areas. But God's doing some wonderful things. And no matter what man says, doesn't matter what they say, Jerusalem is the capital of the nation of Israel. And it always will be, and we're going to find out at the end when Armageddon comes and the Lord has to take care of all those nations that are going to surround Jerusalem and try to destroy them, and he's going to come in and take care of them. We're going to find out then that Jerusalem, hallelujah, will be the capital of the nation of Israel, hallelujah. Not for a few years, but for eternity. As long as God exists, that means forever.
In God's heart and mind, it is now.
It is now.
It is now.
But
no.
man comes and messes things up all the time. And we have to keep that in mind when we think about these things. So I read this Psalm 122 today. It's an incredible psalm, and it's all about Israel. But
We're commanded to pray
to do this. That's
for
right.
the peace
That's
of
right.
Jerusalem.
Yeah. So the conclusion of this little article that I read, it's not an article, a short one, it's pretty long. It concluded with this. So how will President Trump and the new Congress deal with all of this, about this bill that was passed in 1995?
How long it's interesting, it was set into motion.
That's right.
When something is set into motion and there's a prophetic word mm-hmm. that comes forth, that probably happened by somebody who had a prophetic word, and they moved upon it, mm-hmm. and they set it into motion. Then it's kind of set there, right? Mm-hmm. It waits. Things wait. And it also, what's the Bible say? Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Because in due time, God will bring it to pass. And there's going to be a temple
That's
built
right.
there.
Bible says
built,
so.
There, the Bible says there's going to be a temple. There's going to be a house built for the mm-hmm. Lord there. And it is God's city. It is God's, it's the pinpoint of the center of the earth.
That's right.
It's the apple of God's eye. The
That's
land
right.
is precious to God.
That's it.
And I like what it says over here in Psalm 127. It says, except the Lord, that's Yod Heh Vav Heh, build the house.
Yes.
They labor
in
vain
that
build it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Except the Lord keep the city,
That's
Yeshua,
right.
Israel, the watchman walketh but in vain.
Waketh.
Or waketh but in vain.
That's
right.
right.
So God is, he's watching over that place,
That's
you know.
That's right.
And it's place of his throne. And that's where Yeshua is going to return.
That's right.
He's going to return right there. And that wall is going to split. That gate is going to open up. And, Yeshua is going to walk right through it. So this is a time to build. And who did God choose? But to Benjamin talked to him about having a part in rebuilding the, The temple.
He was just on TV, yeah.
Well, who did God choose? A man who knows how to build buildings. I'm not saying he's going to go over there and build the building, but, you know, it's the vision to build. He's that's got right. a vision to build, whether it's a building or a highway.
He's a builder, that's right.
Or whatever it might be.
That's right.
You get someone who gets a vision, they're not the one who does the work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the prophet. The prophet gets a word, but the prophet usually isn't the one who does the work. The
that's
prophet
right.
gives the word, and then the word then is sent out, right? Just sent out with, like, messengers. And then what happens? In due time, then God moves upon that word. But it has to be planted in the hearts of people first.
That's right.
In the hearts of people first. And so the love of Israel needs to be planted, and that's why we're on this program. It needs to be planted in the hearts of the people listening. You know, we need to know how important Israel is.
That's right.
You know, Jesus is not going to come back and to the United States of America.
Nope.
No. And he's not going to come back here to set up his throne.
Nope.
Here. And they're not going to be having sacrifices here. All these things is going to return right back to where it started.
That's right. And that's God's city.
And God
that's
doesn't
right.
change. God is, he's a God and he does not change.
That's right. Aren't you glad? He never changes.
Thank you, Father.
So we have to stay. I think about Bezalel that was in the Bible when they were going to build the temple. God chose him.
Mm.
He was a builder, a craftsman. And he chose him to lead all that and accomplish that. But, you know, David had the vision and all that. But think about it. Bezalel also had a vision with it because then he had to get all the people that were skilled in certain areas to put that together. He didn't build that temple all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He had those people there. So that's like Donald Trump. He has the vision, the visionary, and then he knows the people that needs to be brought together to be able to accomplish that. And so it's amazing. Amen? So I'm going to go back and look at this ending here just to tell you because what's going to happen if this comes to pass. So the question is, so how will President Trump and the new Congress deal with all this? If he moves forward, what will he do with the international anger from Israel's enemies? What will be the result of the United States? What will they say about this also? We'll just have to wait and see, this man says. In the meantime, may I suggest that all of us continue praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We just read that in Psalm 122. So it's going to be an upheaval if it comes. But remember, there has, according to the Bible, it's going to come. Because Israel, the capital of Israel, is no other city except for Jerusalem. It's not Tel Aviv, okay?
That's right.
And so God's going to do a great work with all that, I'll tell you. And so I look forward to that, but the Bible tells us so much. You know, I'm thinking about a scripture here, Donna.
So to set that up, as you're going to that scripture, to set that up in Jerusalem, go from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, is really making a bold statement.
Sure is.
It's making a very bold
statement. Very bold statement.
And, you know, it's going to cause the nations. There's going to be, you know, we think that things are going to get, there's going to be more peace. No, that's why we have to pray for peace. And we have
that's
to pray
right.
for the peace of Jerusalem. Because, and the gates, where it talks about the gates of Jerusalem, you know.
Uh-huh.
I love that part. Peace be within thy walls.
That's it.
And prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren. Who are the brethren? Well, the Jews and there's believers in Israel. There's
sure.
a lot of believers in Israel.
Yeah.
And for my brethren and companions sake.
Maybe we're the companions.
I will now say, peace be within thee.
That's right.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Wow, that's so powerful. So this is like taking this, going from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is like a forerunner.
That's right.
I see it like a forerunner.
You got it.
You know, you have to get in the right place. It's getting,
at the right
it's getting
time.
In the right place. And, you know, 50 miles away or 100 miles away is not the exact right place. You got to get the right, exact right place.
That's
so
right.
We just thank the Lord that that's going to happen.
That's right.
And you know, it's going to shake the nations.
Sure will.
Because the nations are not going to be happy.
Nope.
With us doing that.
Because
we're making a statement by
that's
doing
right.
that.
That's right. So the Bible tells in Zechariah that what Jerusalem is what? A stumbling stone to
that's
a
right.
lot of people. I mean, there's
that's
a
right.
big battle going on about it. But
so
it belongs to
warfare.
God.
That's
so right.
So there's warfare. That's why it's so important to pray. And
yeah.
we've been praying more on Saturdays, and we're going to start praying even more on Saturdays, where people can come in from wherever, from the radio program, from other churches, just that the people can come in and pray. Because, you know, we need to have prophetic prayer. We need to pray the scriptures, and we also need to pray prophetically. And then that's why. And how do we do that? Well, you have to move into the spirit of prophecy.
That's right.
To be able to pray prophetically. Go ahead, Pastor Gene.
No, I was thinking about, you were talking about the thought of this, and then somebody, you know, Bob Dole had that instituted in Congress in 1995. And then, it was kind of dormant for a long time, and then it got to the point where certain presidents began to talk about it, but then they would go with a waiver, and they'd set it aside. They have 6 months to do that. Well, they did that year after year, and you think about it. It's been 22 years now since 1995, and nothing's been done about this embassy in Tel Aviv at all. So there was something, it was like you can make you say, it was like a covenant that was confirmed, but it was never fulfilled. And I was thinking about what it says over in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 here. It says something very interesting. It says, and he, this is talking about the false Messiah in the future, shall confirm. It doesn't say he's going to make it. It means he's going to confirm. Something's already been put in place, and he's going to confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, which is the 7 weeks of Jacob's trouble. And in the midst of the week shall cause the sacrifices and the oblation to cease, and all this is in the middle of Jacob's trouble. So the word confirm is interesting. It doesn't say he shall make the covenant. It says it's already been confirmed. It's going to happen. And so we have to keep these things in mind, that here we've gone 22 years, and our country had that law passed through Congress, and we haven't done one thing about moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Not one thing has been done about it. So maybe we got a president in it right now that's going to do something about it. So timing is very important. So it's amazing that this was put in place. This was confirmed way back, but it hasn't been what? Instituted yet, like this right here in Daniel. It was confirmed way back in the Word of God what was going to happen. Well, then what happens? Then one day it will be a fact. It won't be confirmed anymore. It's going to be an action. So the law that was put in place through Bob Dole is sitting there kind of dormant now, but it's already been put in place. And so one day it will be, I know it will be, according to the Word of God, it will be totally confirmed, and God will do what needs to be done. Maybe it'll be done during this, maybe one or two terms that President Trump will be in there. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So it's very important. That city is so important. You know, I get so tired of hearing this stuff on TV all the time, calling Israel a state. They're not a state. You read the first couple. He says the nation of Israel.
Nation.
He doesn't say the state of Israel. He says the nation of Israel. Now think about this in our country. Would we allow the Muslims to come over here and establish another state or another government within our government, and then ask for the dividing lines like the Palestinians are trying to do over in Israel, and try to wipe out the Jews? They don't want them around. They want them. They don't believe they have any right over there. Well, what if we allowed somebody to come into our nation and accomplish, or try to accomplish and do that? You talk about an uphill evil in our country. So you can't have two kingdoms within boundaries. There's a kingdom there that God has put in place, and that leader and all that he's put in place, we have to stay with that leader. We don't divide it down the line, or down the middle, I should say. And so we got a lot of that today. Our country's divided right now. You just go right down the Mississippi River. It's almost like the East and the West, but it's in a political issue and all the things that we see that's going on. And a lot of it is contrary to the nation of Israel. Thank God that Benjamin Netanyahu was here this past week, a day ago, and to hear him speak and be encouraged by President Trump, and they encourage one another, and they're good allies, and I'll tell you, they're going to work together, and some wonderful things are going to happen over there, before this year's over. And so I'm just thanking the Lord for that.
Glory.
That we got a man in Israel, Benjamin, hallelujah, that loves his nation. He's one of the strongest leaders they've ever had. He's been in there longer than anybody else. And I was very discouraged last year, or almost 2 years ago, when he was running for office again. And our country got a bunch of people and some money and an enclave, went over to Israel and tried to convince people that Benjamin Netanyahu should not be the new leader of Israel, the prime minister. And it looked like for a while he was losing. But you know, it's just like everybody thought Trump was going to lose, President Trump, hallelujah. And then God moved in, and what happened? It was all turned over, and he won by a landslide, just like President Trump won with a landslide.
Amen.
Landslide. So God knows what's going on, but we have to continue. We have to continue to pray for Israel, just like we read there in Psalm 122. We have to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, we know there's not going to be any actual real peace there totally until Yeshua comes back. But we can pray that God will do as much as he can with us behind praying with him and agreeing with him to help the peace come in a different way instead of all the killing and the murdering that's going on over there. We have this incredible what we have. And so here we have this, the Palestinians, they're wanting to push Israel into the sea. They want them all to be destroyed. They believe that they're squatters on that land. Well, that land was given to Israel way back to Abram. Way back. It's their land. It's their land. And so we got this. And how do we, I don't understand how America ever walked into this place to agree with this and want this two-state program that they got going on. And even Trump talked about that yesterday. What is it going to be, one or is it going to be two? Well, he believes really that it's going to be one because it belongs to Israel. And if it goes that way, well, then he could welcome the Muslim or the Palestinians, the Muslims. They want to live there and abide by God's word.
And the Christians.
And the Christians else? And abide by God's word and what he says. Well, then they can live in peace there. But it's all going to be under their law, the Torah, the book that we have, the Bible, and it won't be Sharia law. And so we see this battle going on, but one day it's going to come to a conclusion. And so I just thank the Lord.
President Trump knows.
Sure he knows.
He's not saying everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a wise man doesn't always say everything that they know.
Or have in their heart.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He has things in his heart. And
that's
the
right.
Things that he may have spoken to privately with Benjamin Netanyahu, you're not going to hear about.
Probably
because
not.
You know, a wise person will keep things till the right timing, because you know, you can let everything out and
sure.
Then all of a sudden you got a bombardment. Well, we can see what's happened. You know, the enemy comes, the news comes. I mean, the news can be the enemy.
Sure.
The enemy is using the news and the television and all and a lot of news stations. So he knows a lot that he's not speaking out publicly, but he has on his heart. See, when we have something on our heart, we shouldn't always reveal it. We don't reveal it to everyone.
That's right.
There's only certain people that we reveal it to, and we may not reveal it to anyone until we pray about it and we know, and we have it cemented.
It's time to be released. That's right.
When is the right timing? Because you do things on the wrong timing, and things don't happen, or they blow apart. So everything has to be on the right timing, and we want to stay on God's clock. God's prophetic time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, and I believe in this, the wheel or the clock that God has us on is a prophetic clock, and that it has to do with what's going to happen this year.
That's right.
What's going to happen this year, and we take it one day at a time, because, you know, there's so much that's happening in one day that there are so many things that we need to, if we listen to the Lord, so many things we need to pray about. That happens just today,
right.
As people are listening to us just today, because things are happening quick. It's like a snap of a finger. Things are moving and things are changing and things are getting in the right, the proper order.
That's right. Now, like he's talked about destroying ISIS. Well, they're asking, well, how are you going to do that? Well, he knows what's behind it and his plans, but you know, he knows that a fool would broadcast it, what he was going to accomplish and do with it.
Right.
The plans or the strategy. Think about World War II. If we announced over the radio and everything back in those days against the Japanese and the Germans, what we were going to do in the Pacific with all those islands and where we were going to go first, what would happen? They would blockade all that and probably hinder it from being done. So what happens? You keep it to yourself. And there's a way it will be done. And so when the time comes, it'll be manifested. And he doesn't have to broadcast all that and tell people that. And he told them that. He said, well, I'm not going to tell everything I got on my heart how we're going to accomplish this. And so they thought he was a fool. Well, the fools are the ones wanting to know how we're going to do that so they can come back and what? Counter what he's going to put in place with the military and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us just trust God with President Trump and allow some things. So some
we
things.
We need to pray.
That's
pray,
right. Some
pray
things
for
are
him.
Hidden until the time comes and it'll be revealed.
We need to pray
right.
for him every day, every moment, whenever the Lord lays it on your heart. Pray for whoever the Lord lays on your heart.
That's right.
And that's why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Pastor
Hallelujah.
Jane.
That's right.
Because God knows everyone. He knows everyone's name. And
Hallelujah.
So when we go to prayer and we pray in the Holy Ghost, we pray in the Spirit, we're praying the perfect prayer. And God will reveal to us in our understanding what he wants us to pray for. And he may have a whole lot of people praying for the same thing at one time because that's what he wants to happen. Or he just may have, you know, somebody praying for just an individual.
That's right.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that we can touch heaven. So we can have that breakthrough and God can hear us and we can hear from the Spirit of God.
You know, if you study a little bit of history, you believers that are listening, you know, Israel had was out of their land for so long, and the British finally realized, and they gave them an opportunity to come back to their homeland, and they had this Balfour Declaration that was written, and gave Israel a certain part of land and allowed them to come back. Well, then you know what happened? Well, England reneged on that, and I remember pictures of General Allenby riding into Jerusalem, and he got off of his horse and walked into the main part by the temple area because he said he wasn't worthy to come in the way the Lord did.
Oh, no.
So he walked in. But the key thing was that England put that in place, but they didn't follow through. So I thought about this word. They confirmed this with Israel, and then they disallowed it. And so what happened? Things changed, and it wasn't what God wanted. And if you look at the history of the of England, you know, there was an old saying years ago said the sun doesn't go down on England because they had all these colonies all over the world. Well, what happened after they reneged on that Balfour Declaration? One by one, I think India was the first one that rebelled against it. One by one, they lost those colonies. One by one, they lost the sovereignty with those nations because they turned against God's people. And so we have to remember what God's doing with all this. And so there's a covenant that's been confirmed with God with the nation of Israel. We're talking about the one of the Antichrist. But God has a covenant with Israel that it will never be broken. And so when people try to come against that, God will always bring the victory to his people. And so we just have to stand with him and know that he's going to accomplish it. And so we got so much to be thankful for. But you see some of the foolish things that people do and nations do, and you wonder why they wind up in the situation that they're in, because they do things contrary to the word of God. When God makes a covenant, he is not a covenant-breaking God. He will never break a covenant. And we have to remember that. And so he's promised that land of Israel. And what they have over there right now, the boundaries that they have, is not all the boundaries that God gave them over there in the first covenant. They're going to have a lot more land. And so it'll all come to pass one day. And so man is robbed from Israel. They've taken parts of the territory away from them. And they were forced, even with a covenant between Israel and really the entire world, but mainly with America also, when they removed all the Jews out of the Gaza Strip. It's incredible. They moved them all out. And I remember seeing pictures of people up on their roof, and they didn't want to leave. And they sent the army in there, and they drug them off the roofs. And some of the soldiers refused to do it, and they were court-martialed because of it. And so they pulled them out, and look what happened over there. The Gaza Strip turned into a mess, and it still is. And, of course, the man that did that, he wound up going into a coma. And he was in a coma for years, and then he finally passed away. So, you know, God brings retribution when we do things against his word and all that. But we have so many things we see in Israel that God's put something in place. The territory belongs to them. Not one inch will be given to anybody else. God has given it to them, and it's their land. You know, we have a song we sing, right? This is our land, you know, in America.
Well, amen.
That's their land. And God gave
it. God's land.
It's God's land. God gave it way back to Abram, had him look all over the north, the south, the east, and the west, and look and see all. He says, it's going to all be yours. And so we have to keep that in mind.
Wow.
But we got other nations now coming in, trying to tell people that the Jews never had a part of that, that they were never promised that land, that was a falsehood, because they believe in a man named Ishmael instead of the man Isaac. Isaac was the son of promise, not Ishmael. But the Muslims will teach over there, the Palestinians especially, that the Jews messed up the Bible. And they said that Ishmael was the son of promise and not Isaac. But the scriptures prove it if we look at it over and over. You know, they read the Bible and you wonder how in the world they can come up with it. How does the church come up with replacement theology and anti-Semitism when you read Romans 9, 10, 11? How can you come up with that? The truth is right there in the book. How do they do that? Well, I guess Satan's behind all of it. He brings a twisting and a lying word. That's what he is. He's a deceiver and all that. But people fall into the trap instead of, you know, if the Muslims over there, I'm thinking about the Palestinians mainly, if they would just open up a Bible and open up their minds and read the entire book, they would find out that God had a promise for Israel. And you can't take the word Isaac in the Hebrew and make it be Ishmael. It can't be done. There's no way. And so this is what we have. So everything's upside down right now. But who's going to turn the table back up upright? It's going to be God Almighty with the people that will stand with him and agree with him, like Netanyahu and President Donald Trump will stand with Israel. And we need to stand with Israel, too. I get tired of hearing people talking about them. You know, the bad things they say about the Jews and all that. I love the Jewish people. We love the Jewish people in our church here We love them because we know they're God's people. And he was the one that gave them all the details in the Word of God. They had the altar services and all the things that they had, as it tells us in Romans chapter 8. They had all that given to them, the covenants and all that. And it belongs to them. And we've got the world now trying to steal all that away
That's
from
right.
them. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It might get set aside for a little bit. But I'll tell you, God will be coming around the corner. And he's going to take care of it. And they're going to, all those people that did this and said these things, one day when they all die or killed, they're going to say, wow, how did I get in this place? How did I get in this place called Gehenna or hell? Because I came against God's people and God's holy word. And this holy word is for you and I that are listening to this radio program today. This book, this entire book I have in my hands, is for me today. And it's for you. And we can apply it to our lives. It's, you know, it's hundreds and hundreds of years ago things happened. But there was a spirit behind those things. And the pattern and the spirit behind it will rekindle again and be brought to another dimension. Maybe not the same way as it was or way back. But the thing is, the spirit is there. The ites that were broken away from Israel years ago, those ites, those demonic spirits that were involved with the ites, they're still active in America and all over the world today. They're still there to try to steal, kill, and destroy from Israel. That's what they're trying to do. And so he's trying to do the same thing to us in America, especially believers. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy us. He wants us to get in the wrong Bible. He wants us to hear false teaching. We hear all this stuff going down the pipe now that's not of God. It's contrary to his word, because people want to make a message or a movement and with a new theology or something that they believe in instead of what the Bible says. We hear a lot of this, okay? We can't do that. We have to stick with what mm-hmm. God's put in place. He has this book for you and I to teach, train, and activate us that we can walk in the truth. Jesus said, when you know the truth, Yeshua said that, it won't set you free. It's going to make you free. And so that's what we have to do. We have to remain in this book and study everything. We can find out everything we need right here in this book. That's what we need. Hallelujah. So if we lost everything in our lives, we lost all of our property and everything, if we had this book, we keep our book and read the book and continue to read it, God would restore those things to us because we'd be walking with him. And when you obey him, the blessings will follow, won't they, Pastor Donna?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So this is an interesting thing about our embassy moving from Tel Aviv. It should have been there a long time ago. 22 years ago, that bill was passed.
22, that's God's alphabet
number. That's right.
Number.
I was thinking about
22?
That today. Yes, 22 years, yeah. 1995.
Wow.
That's right.
That completes the alphabet.
That's right.
From the very first letter, which is the
Aleph,
to the very last letter, which
the
is the Tav.
That's right.
Jesus is coming soon, Pastor
Gene. That's
right.
Gene. I think so
you
too.
You see how everything ties in? That really clicks with me because there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And the Aleph is the very first one. It stands for God and God's strength and God's right arm. You know, we need God's strength and God's right arm to be able to do what God's called us to do because we pray and he moves.
But you think about it, after all these years, what stirred up President Trump to think about at this time to move our embassy? It's something that he doesn't tell you how he came up with that, but he got stirred to attempt to bring the embassy back to Jerusalem. And it's been 22 years since Bob Dole put that bill in place.
It's God's timing.
That's right.
And also, you know, a lot of people didn't know about this before he started running for president or
That's
didn't
right.
know a lot about his life, but he's always been involved with Israel. He's always been a blessing to Israel. He has his children. We have Jewish grandchildren that are running around in the White House.
That's right.
Because his daughter is married to a Jewish man.
Yeah.
So he's always been, Benjamin said he was his friend. He
didn't know each other.
You don't become a friend overnight.
That's right.
He's been his friend for many years.
He's known him for a long time.
And so this 22, now a lot of people don't know what the last letter of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, stands for. It's the Tav. And a pictogram, which is before they had before they drew the letter, the
right.
pictogram was the cross.
It was a cross, right.
Well, and what does that remind you of? The Yeshua. Well,
mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say? It's he's the beginning, he's the ending.
That's right.
He's the Aleph, he's the Tav.
That's right.
He's the Alpha and Omega in the Greek.
In Greek.
He's everything.
In between.
And so what is the cross? The cross means the end.
That's right.
So if it's the end, we're at the end of time. And so it's the time to do the things that God is called to do. And God will choose a man, just like he chose Cyrus.
That's right.
Cyrus was not 100% Jewish. He had a Jewish mother, and he had a
Gentile
king.
Yeah.
So, but God took him and prophesied about him, about what he would do in Jerusalem, in Israel. And so the same thing. Here we have Donald Trump, And it's like that Cyrus, same Cyrus anointing that Cyrus had. You know, they're
not a politician, none of that.
And and to do, to fulfill
right.
the plans of the
God,
Lord.
That's right.
To fulfill the plans of the Lord. Well, if we fulfill the plans of the Lord, then we're going to be blessed as well. Our nation will be blessed when we line up with what God says and what God's word says and with what God and the man that God has put in place.
That's right.
And we come into that agreement. We are going to, we can't miss but to be blessed.
That's right. What a combination. President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What a combination of those two walking side by side. Hallelujah.
Thank
I
you,
love
Lord.
It.
So we thank you, Lord. So we need to continue to pray for Jerusalem.
That's
pray
right.
For
all the time.
Jerusalem.
And for President
pray
Trump.
Pray this prayer, chapter Psalm 122.
Yep.
And believe the Lord, what he's doing. You know, the Lord's hand is upon Donald J. Trump, and we just need to pray. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray protection for him, his family, his children,
right.
and everything in his cabinet. And we need to continue to press in and to pray and stand in the gap. See, there's got to be people that will, Christians, that will stand in the gap. We have to become, and that will line up with the Word of God. We need to get in the right degrees of what God is saying. You know how you have a degree, and this Lord showed me this clock. It's almost like there's different degrees. And we have to come into the alignment with
yep. what,
with the degrees. And I don't understand a lot of things about math and degrees, but you know, when you get if you get off a little bit, it's going to throw your whole. If you were on a boat and you
That's
got
right.
off your degrees a little bit, well, you wouldn't end up in the right place. You'd get off course. So we got to stay with what God has called us to do.
That's right.
Well, we need to close. We are coming right to the end of this radio broadcast.
It went
I just want
so
to mention
fast.
That. That's right. We're on here every Saturday, Lord willing, for an hour. You can listen to this broadcast again if you want to go to WCNO.com. Go to Saturday. Go to the program guide Saturday and look for Raising the Standard with Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton at 12 o'clock noon. And there's many on there you can listen to. Also, we have services here in Stuart, Florida. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and on Fridays at 7 p.m. for Shabbat. And also next Saturday we will have a service, but not this Saturday. So keep us in prayer, please. Give us a call. Let us know how you're doing. Let us hear your voice and come visit us. Our phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah.
I like to say we're 007 agents
That's
for
right.
God.
So we're honored to be here with you every Saturday. And so
Amen.
We're here to raise the standard. That's what this program's
Amen.
Called, to raise the standard, to give you more truth. It's in the Word of God. We can see these things coming. As God said, it's going to come just like he said.
Amen.
You can't change it. We can't do anything. It's going to happen the way he said. So we love you. We're on this program because we want to see you
Amen.
Encouraged and all that. So as we close the program, we tell you every week to look up because your redemption draweth nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.